First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Tom, let's play some Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. All right, get that queued up. We're going to do Jimi Hendrix today. You're not plugged in, huh? Got to plug the guy in. Got to be plugged in. It's like in life, you got to be plugged in, right? There you go. So anyhow, what's going on? I got Matthew in the house. Tell us what you got going on, Matt.
I'm not sure.
Yeah?
I'm just sitting here with you, Brian.
Well, good. You know, one thing I find out, like, when I was sharing, if you're real honest, there's times I get into a rut, right? And, like, power of the spoken word is that you just got to get out of it, right?
Right.
And one of the ways to get out of it is to exercise. Get those endorphins going in the brain.
Absolutely.
Right? You move a muscle, you change your thought. Watch what you eat.
True.
Right? And prayer and meditation.
Yep.
Right? And take that first step. Because showing up sometimes is half the battle.
Well, true.
Right? People, you know, you might be smarter than me. Right? You might have better equipments like on how to respond to stuff. But don't let it be say that you outworked me. Because there's someone out there right now working hard that's in the same field you're in. But the only thing they're doing different is they're working. They're knocking on doors. And if you're going to fail, you got to fail your way to success, right? And you learn from your failures on how to succeed. And if you're going to fall down, fall on your back. You know,
sometimes the fall doesn't control. It could be on your head, Brian. I think we've all been there, right? Any human being who says they haven't fallen, they're probably misrepresenting that, right?
Right. And the reason you fall on your back is because you're looking up, right? If you fall on your back, you still can look up.
Right. Depends right. on how you fall, right? You fall off a horse at that high level, you probably can't control where you're falling.
Right.
Gravity sets in and you're done.
You know, I used to go horseback riding. Sometimes I almost fell off. It became, you know, horseback riding can be very dangerous.
Yes.
Look what happened to Reeves from the Superman.
That's
he got
right.
paralyzed by falling off a horse. Who would think that? Superman.
Superman. But, he wasn't yeah. super when he fell.
Yes. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't get that horse to drink.
True.
But if you can get that horse to float on its back, you got a hell of a horse. Yeah, that's like cheap. Someone says they want something cheap, right, with a horse. Say you're selling oats to a guy that has horses, right? He goes, oh, I want you to sell me these oats a lot cheaper. Then you know what you say to him? I can give you oats. I can give you a nice, clean, fresh oat. However, I can give you an oat that's already been through the horse, and that comes a lot cheaper. You know, you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
Right.
Most of the time.
Right. So we're going to be doing Jimi Hendrix today. We're going to cue that up.
Hey, this is appropriate, right? Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Finish it.
Hey, Joe.
Where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Is that Jimi Hendrix?
That's Jimi Hendrix.
Well, there you go.
Am I right?
Where's Tom?
Right here.
Yeah. You know, I notice, like, on our station, too, sometimes when I tune in, it seems like there's an echo when I'm listening to people on here. So I was thinking maybe I need to get closer to the mic, or they're not close to the mic. Is that what happens?
It's helpful. He needs to pull it up because you're talking on the top of it, not into it.
Oh, I'm not technical, Tom, so.
There you go. So let's play some Jimi Hendrix. And what's the name?
Hey. Hey Joe, right?
Hey Joe.
Purple this Haze, song. What Brian asked for.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Matt.
So, if you could tell me, Brian, my girlfriend, her birthday was yesterday, and she asked me to pick up some fish, some fried fish tonight. So, within this proximity here, not too far, can you give me one of the referrals of your book? I can go in and say, Brian told me to call, and we can get some dinner from them.
Well, good. You know, there's a place in downtown Dunedin. Now, I don't know if they're still open because of what's going on, but you pick the fish out, right? And then they cook it for you. It's mainly a to-go restaurant. And I forget the name of it, but it's right there where Main Street and Bayshore Boulevard meets, and it's to the left. I think it's called, wow, I can't remember the name. But it's a great place. You know, where you can pick the fish and then they cook it? It's like Publix, right? You ever see Publix?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but they'll let you pick the fish you want, right? And then there's another place, Johnson's Fish Store.
Is that
close? That's on Douglas. Yeah.
Is it already where do you cooked? Live? Do I have to? I live up in Countryside.
Yeah, they will do the same thing. They have all their fish laid out, right? And then you pick it, and then they cook it to the way you want it.
Will they fry it?
They fry it, yeah. And that's right. Called Johnson's Seafood.
All right, Johnson's Seafood. If you guys are listening, give us a call here.
Yeah, there you go. And then there's also, I forget the name of the place, but that's just the deal I do. But there's a few places. I like the places where people say, oh, yeah, right? But I do. I like Publix because you can get a better deal at Publix because they're making their money on the milk and the eggs and the bread, right? They're not just having to make profit just on the seafood. So I go there. Like I'll say I get king crab claws, right? You know, they're kind of expensive, too.
Very.
Yeah.
Dangerous catch. That's why it's so expensive.
Right. And then, like, tonight at our place, it's all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Tonight?
Tonight. At our place, Thursday. So that's the place
to
go.
What time does it start?
I do not know. I think I could find out.
I don't know.
Is she a good eater?
She likes to eat. She likes crab. But she said she wanted fried fish. Does Greg do fried fish?
Yes, he does.
All right.
That would be the place to go. And you can tell him I sent you.
Of course I will.
We'll talk because you mentioned it on the radio. Out of all the nights to have all-you-can-eat crab legs, it's tonight.
Wish I knew that.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat. Our place, it's right there on Main Street in Dunedin. So let's play another Jimi Hendrix song. What do you think? We did Purple Haze. You know, remember when he was famous for doing the Star Spangled Banner, right? Or what was the song where it was, Hey Jimmy, Let Jimmy Take Over? Which one was that? He says in the song, Hey, Let Jimmy Take Over.
I don't know. There you go. I said,
where you going with that? There's Jimi Hendrix, considered the greatest guitarist that's ever lived.
I'm going down to shoot my old
awesome.
Lady. You know, I caught him messing around with another man. Yeah. I'm going down to shoot my old lady. You know, I caught her messing around with another man. That ain't too cool. Hey, Joe. You know, I heard you shot your woman down. You shot her down on the ground. Hey, Joe. I heard you shot your old lady down. Shot her down on the ground. Yes, I did shot her. You know, I caught her messing around town, messing around town. Yes, I did shot her. You know, I caught my old lady messing around town. Yes, gave her the gun, and I shot her.
There you go. That's Jimmy, huh? Jimi Hendrix. I wonder if that's too far back, because that's the 60s, right? Because a couple of the people, I said Jimi Hendrix, and they said it was too far back. Do you know who Jimi Hendrix is? Yeah. Play another Jimi Hendrix song, okay, Tom? Okay, he's going to cue it up.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, no, I'm scared to sneeze now in public. What is that about? You know? This corona thing is something else, huh? Something else. Wow. Anyhow, here we go. Jimi Hendrix.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
There you go, Jimi Hendrix. You know, he's really hot in Woodstock. If anybody remembers Woodstock.
I think we're a little too old for that, but you never know, Ryan.
Yeah. So we got Amanda on the line?
Yes.
Are you familiar with Jimi Hendrix, or is that too old for us guys? Do you know who
no,
Jimi
I've
Hendrix
heard
is?
Stuff before.
Oh, listen to her. Listen to her. I've heard his stuff before, once or twice.
Yeah, so he was really hot, though, in the 70s. Like,
yes.
Right, he's considered the greatest guitarist that ever lived. Have you heard that? Like, if you Google... Yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you Google greatest guitarist of on Google, like, Jimi Hendrix comes up. So
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, and he said that he used to practice 16 hours a day. Right?
I can believe that.
Right? So day and night. And the only time he didn't practice, he said, is when he was asleep.
He practiced subliminally then.
Yeah. So that just shows
yeah,
you.
Probably.
But isn't it that he manifested it into existence?
Yep.
So he's considered the greatest. We're going to play another Jimi Hendrix songs, but sometimes when we go back too far, like if I do hits of the 80s.
Yeah.
That tends to go over better.
Right. Amanda, we're going to ask you some questions about you and your business. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and you can win $50 too.
And you can win $250 as well, remember that?
Yes, we got to do the thing for Bros Pizza. We got to get that website going. so that we have everybody's name. We're going to have close to 500 names on there.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can guess the weight of my friend Bro's Pizza, Alti. He's going to have a baby at the end of July.
She may have to recuse herself. She's an occupational therapist.
So if you want to guess the weight, we'll put you down. But whoever gets the weight right,
boy or girl,
we're not sure. But he owns an Italian restaurant, Bro's Pizza, on East Bay.
Oh, they don't know if it's a boy or girl.
They do, but I forget. I forget.
Help me.
Yeah,
but he's 8 pounds, 6 ounces.
We got Amanda down.
Write that down. 8.6.
8.6 for Amanda. Can you write it on the paper there?
Yeah.
You know, if you can guess this, do you know what the average baby weighs?
Probably about 8 pounds.
7.3. So you're taking into effect that Alti from Bro's Pizza is going to be feeding her meatballs.
Yes.
Right, so you're adding an extra pound for that.
Exactly.
Hey, Tommy, what was your weight?
A boy or girl.
Do you remember what you guessed?
Well, Brian forgot.
Yeah. We're going to put it online so everything's going to be transparent. And then when the baby's born, it's whoever wins gets $250.
Fair enough.
Pretty cool.
So
sounds good to me.
So, Amanda, are you going to play music or can we talk to Amanda?
Yeah, talk to Amanda. And Amanda, if you like to pick, what's your favorite group?
I listen to everything.
Okay.
I
don't, what's your favorite song?
Oh God, that's a lot. That's a big question.
Just one. Just anything you like. I know they change too, right?
Like, yes.
One, all of a sudden, I play this song, and then I'm on to another one.
But yeah.
Give me a group you like.
Okay. How about we let her break the ice a little bit? Let's get in some dialogue, and then maybe her brain will be thinking more cohesively.
I'm so bad with names and titles, but if I hear a song, I'm like, oh yeah, I love this song.
Well, we'd have to play it first. So how about tell us a little about you, and you just started a business, and like we talked about earlier, go ahead and tell our audience who you are and some of the things that you're doing on both sides.
Okay, so you want me to start with myself first?
Any way you want to do it. This is an ad lib show.
Okay. My name is Amanda Grostinich. I am an occupational therapist. I've been doing this for over 11 years. And recently, right before COVID, I decided to launch a side business called Fuse Therapy. And business I launched, it's designed to help kind of bridge the gap between therapy settings and clinic settings and the community, and to help families and kids with special needs to be able to access the community activities in a more adaptive way. And so, for instance, one of the things that we're working towards doing is getting kids out maybe to the beach more, and having ways to access the beach, having ways to access things like paddleboarding or kayaking, and adapting things as the kids need them so they can participate in the same activities as other children without maybe as many limitations.
Right. So they would go to the beach with their family, or would the family be home or working, and the child would go to the beach with somebody else?
So the family would be involved.
Okay.
So it depends on what the family's goals are. And the family would be involved, or the parent and the child. And then I would be there as a support, either setting up the equipment for them, finding ways that would make it more accessible for them, directing them and the child through how to access the equipment, or how to... I see a lot of kids that even have challenges with being able to get on the beach. And so it might even be something like just getting used to the sand, or just getting used to the sound of the water, things of that nature.
Wow. That's really neat.
So it's actually very broad. It's very dependent on what the family's needs are. Some kids, they just need help learning how to go to the grocery store so the mom can get a few items without the kid getting overwhelmed, and they need some strategies to help the child cope. So each situation will be dependent on what the family needs are. So I have consultative services. I have one-on-one. We started with a group event. We did a hike day through one of the local parks. And so that's kind of where we're at. But unfortunately, when COVID hit our city, we all shut down, and we kind of were limited on some of those events and what we could do.
Yeah, and it's what you do there is really neat. You know, what I tell kids, some kids aren't to that extreme, but still need help, too, right?
Yeah.
Because they need to be guided correctly. And one of the things I'll say is, show me your friends, and I'll tell you your future. If you can get an idea of who the kids are hanging out with, we'll give you a little idea of who these are as kids, too. And just to do the right thing, if you know, I always tell them five words, trust God and do good. Right. If I know
that's
that sounds
very good advice.
Yeah, it's kind of simple, but
you can use it, Amanda. He won't charge you.
Yeah, trust God and do good, right? And then also teach them on how not to bully. I was just 2 weeks ago.
Awareness.
Yeah, I just seen it. They took the kid's $10, right? They took his $10 and they did it in front of me. I have a 12-year-old son. We were on his birthday at by Whiskey Joe's. And one of them, he was a new kid, and I can hear him up in the loft, and the kid was just crying for his money back, right? And I said, and I realized that that's bullying, you know, if you take someone's money, and all the other kids were laughing. In other words, have the courage not to bully and actually do the opposite. When you see the other kids doing that, stop it. You know, my one son, I told him that, and then this is 20 years ago. He said he went, saw them picking on this girl, and they knocked all her papers out. And I stressed to him what I just said to you about not bullying. He helped her pick up the papers, right, and walked her to her class. This is a girl that was just bullied, and he stopped the kids. And do you know what the girl did? Kissed him on his cheek and said, thank you. And do you know what he said he did? He started to have tears and started to cry a little bit. Like he turned around and he said that he cried. And it's the opposite, man. And when you see someone down, the only reason time you reach down or look down on them is to help them up. So that bullying thing is something that's very important to watch out for. And that's character, right? Because it's easy to do good when things are going good. But a man's character is when things aren't going good. Then let's see what type of character you have.
I would imagine, Amanda, some of the kids you deal with do get bullied quite frequently, right?
Yes. I don't necessarily see or hear much of it just because we're typically one-on-one in a more, like I said, a clinical setting. But there are definitely instances where it happens. And there have been parents that have expressed that to me, and it might be in different ways. It could be from looks, it could be from something they say, and it could be from something somebody does.
Right.
So it comes in a variety of ways.
And the thing to teach the kids is not to compare themselves with other kids, right? Or in life.
Yeah.
Identify with people, not compare, right? And if you can do that, right, you're going to have a happy life. Because if you see, say, the Joneses are doing better than you, you're comparing yourself to them. Try to identify with people and try to share through your own experience how you can help someone. And that's your mission in life, right?
Yeah, and I want my kids and my family to be able to access things that everybody else has access to, and sometimes those are limited. So I want to be, like I said, kind of bridge that gap because you can, it's, I wouldn't say easy, but, you know, we a lot of times work within, you know, an office building, and that's not real life. So we want to make the things that we teach them more functional and in their natural environment.
Right.
And so that's
big really difference.
What
that's where the beach comes in.
Mm-hmm. That's where, yep. because that's our environment. That's what we have access to yeah. here in Florida, and a lot of we have a lot of outdoor activities and a lot of things that everybody should be able to really experience. So it's just finding ways that, like I said, work with the family and what their needs are and what it is that they want to help their kid, you know, work through. So
right.
we see kids 0 to 21. So
very good. And, you know, when you teach kids to give and ask no reward and love with no price tag, the thing is to give, right? And you're giving mm-hmm. to these children, right? Or even adults sometimes can be going through tough times, right? It's anybody.
Yeah, I think they give more back to me
right,
and that, everybody else because right. they're pretty amazing kids.
Right, so you get more. So to keep it, the paradox is you got to give it away. And that's how you keep it, right? You give away
mm-hmm.
love.
Yeah.
It's better to love than to be loved. It's better to forgive than to be forgiven. Right? Because when you do forgive, then people forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's love and tolerance, right? That's the answer for kids to learn. Because the more you can learn to love yourself, then you can learn how to love others. So the first person you need to love is yourself.
Of course, without a doubt.
Right? And then you can, because mm-hmm. that's the same way you can't give away what you don't have. If you have love for yourself, then you can give away love. And then you say to yourself, well, how do I love myself?
That's nothing you can't teach. What do you think, Amanda?
I think you can give support, but I think each person has different ways that they learn how to do that.
I think you might be able to, and I'm not experienced with some of the kids you deal with, but just thinking about it, I think if they don't, then you may be able to teach them confidence, and then as the confidence builds more and more, I think then the light bulb finally goes off, right? And they might get it.
Absolutely. I see kids build confidence every day that I work with them, so I think that's part of life and part of things that as you learn and grow and develop, you're naturally going to build that as a person, regardless if you're a child or if you're even an adult. Because the more things that you learn and explore, the more experiences you have, then the more you feel that confidence and you feel that love for yourself and that pride.
Right. And it's good to believe in yourself, because the more you believe in yourself, the more confidence you have. Here's a thing I'm going to ask you. You give me the next line and see if you know it. You change one person's life for the better. You've changed what? What's the next word? It's a famous quote.
I know this quote.
And if you get it right.
Caught me off guard.
But if you change one person's life, which you do, you know, for the better, you have changed the
world.
That's the answer. The world. Yeah, you could just change one. People think, oh, I got to do all that. No, just change one person's life. That's it. And then that's the ripple effect. It's like the tree of life, right? We're all a leaf on the tree. So if one of the leaves are not doing well, that hurts the tree. And if we're all connected, we want to help. And the best way to help sometimes is just to listen. Right?
Mm-hmm. Like a therapist.
Like a therapist. Listen, you got two ears and one mouth. Maybe you should listen twice as much as you talk.
We should all listen more than we all talk.
Yeah, so let's give us, now that we broke the ice, like Matthew said, give me a band that you like.
Oh, yes.
We're supposed to do more music than talk, but we did a little more talk this time.
Well, she's a new business, so we're giving her the benefit of the doubt in the introduction.
Give us a band. Give us somebody. Anybody. You ready, Tom?
So I really.
Come on, what's in your MP3? What's in your cell phone?
You want? Is there a specific genre or?
No, it don't matter. We change. We do hit though. I'll give you an example. We did hits of Michael Jackson a couple weeks ago.
I'm brave as far as music goes.
Then we did hits of the Beatles.
You couldn't have gone to college then, because music is big as college, right? Music and drinking.
Right. And then we did Stevie Nicks. And today we're doing Jimi Hendrix.
There we go. You still with me? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, I'm going to pick a group.
My phone. hold on.
I'm going to pick a song I think you like.
I listen to a lot of jazz, like Bing Crosby. I don't know.
Okay, play some Bing Crosby jazz, Mr. Tom. Thank you, sir. He'll do it. He's a magic man over there in the booth.
And don't go away, Amanda. Stay right there.
We're going to play. And then name your company and your phone number.
Fuse Therapy. And my phone number is 918-810-3109.
But I think you ought to articulate the fuse because it comes across it might be fuse.
F-U-S-E.
I thought you said F-U to me for a second there. Because you stopped. You said F you and then stop. It's all right. How about this?
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Amanda, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear that?
I did. That was a good song.
Excellent. So what a dichotomy, right? We're going from Jimi Hendrix to Dean Martin, or was that Bing Crosby? Anyway.
No, Bing Crosby.
Okay. All right. So you do know music. See that?
Yeah. I do know the difference between those two.
Right. So I think you also had another, we talked a little bit earlier, was it the aquatic therapy? Can you talk a little about that, or am I not correct?
So that's my full-time job is I do aquatic therapy, and I work in a clinic. And so I do that through True Blue Therapy. So that is a separate that business. That's my main job. And then Fuse Therapy is my side personal business.
Okay. So let's talk a little about True Blue. So tell me a little about what you do and your clientele and so forth.
So at True Blue Therapy, we see a lot of kids for aquatic therapy. So we put them in a therapeutic warm pool, and we use the pool as our treatment method. And so we use the water to help with improving their range of motion, regulating their body. We don't necessarily do swimming, but we do activities related to building up swimming patterns, making sure that kids are safe in the water.
Mm-hmm.
We see a variety of ages. And then a lot of times those kids, either they'll come just for the pool or we'll also see them at the clinic. And at the clinic, we will just continue to follow up with building the skills that they need in the areas of challenge that they have. And we see all kinds of kids, again, 0 to 21 and of all kinds of different special needs.
Okay, very nice. And do you want to give a phone number for that?
It would be my cell phone number. They could call me for that, but I have the actual I have my boss's number. That might be a better number to call.
Sure, whatever you think is best.
Okay, hold on. You still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's 813-404-4878 or 813-684-9985.
Okay, perfect. Very good. Is there anything else that you might want to talk about? Anything at all?
No, I was just going to say, for my name, you're asking me about the word FUSE, and that's actually an acronym, and the acronym is Functional Useful Skills Experiences.
I like it.
And the idea is that we're all fused together, and so we have a strong community, and we're very supportive. So that's kind of the basis of where the name came from, if anybody was interested in knowing that. So
interesting. Okay, fair enough.
And then I go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, everybody can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and I have a website, fusetherapy.org.
Okay, fusetherapy.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else in closing that you wanted to go over or mention? Do you have a discount if someone comes in? And I don't want to talk about pricing over the phone, but are you private pay? Are you insurance? How does that work?
We are only private pay. It depends on what services and what the individual needs. We don't take insurance. Unfortunately, they don't like to reimburse for a lot of community-based therapies. That is for me. For True Blue, that they do take insurance, so that's completely separate. I do have the Gardner Scholarship, so if people need help paying, they can use their Gardner Scholarship for that.
Could you? I've never heard of that. Maybe others don't know what that is. Could you articulate that?
So the Gardner Scholarship is designed to help kids who it helps give them services. I believe they're more for kids that are not in the public schools. There's different funding and different criteria, and they do change frequently. So don't quote me on anything. But they allow to give kids that are appropriate and that apply and receive it to use towards therapy services or equipment that they might need in order to enhance their educational to help them with their educational needs.
Okay. Excellent. Just in case someone's listening and they weren't aware of it. So there's the
options. Yeah, Gardner Scholarship, they have a whole criteria. They have a webpage. There's people to reach out to talk more about that.
Okay.
I don't know all the details how they actually can get the approval. I know it is educationally related.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as things are geared towards their education and helping them from that standpoint, then they can use that money toward their therapy services.
Okay.
Oh, that's really good. We're going to play another jazz song in honor. Now name your company and the phone number.
Fuse Therapy, 918-810-3109.
And we're going to play a nice jazz, like a hit jazz song. We don't know when Tom's going to pick it out.
Can I?
I don't know jazz.
Okay. Can I give one?
Good.
You can give one.
Do you like David Sanborn?
I probably know his music. I couldn't tell you the name. I'm so bad with
okay.
names.
Okay. How about Dave Grusin, if we have TKO?
Dave Grusin?
Dave Grusin. TKO.
Yes. And I'd like to thank if my buddy from Chatterbox is listening, Billy. Billy, don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life.
Brian, who sang that?
I do not know.
Well, let's keep it that way, all right?
Not me. So, but Billy, he has Chatterbox there in Dunedin. It's in the Dunedin Bowling Lane. And he makes everything fresh to order. And that's what I noticed with his food, like when it comes out. It's like that's what's cool about it. Because as soon as it comes out, he puts it in front of you. And there's something about having fresh food cooked from a chef almost. Because when I see his guy, I say, you're not a cook, you're a chef.
Right.
Because he makes all the stuff that is just so good.
Amanda, I got to interrupt you, Brian. What's the ethnicity on the background? The last name?
It is Eastern European.
So you like Italian food?
I love all food, actually.
Here we go. Okay.
Yeah. And then
I'm an eater.
Well, there. Well, good. So you ready to cue up there, Tommy?
No, what's the song? And I can't bring him up.
Dave Grusin, TKO?
Dave Grusin, TKO.
You know what? Let's just make it easy and just pull something off of Bruce Springsteen. Everybody likes Bruce if they're turning the dial.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, she said yeah.
Got a yeah out of Amanda.
How about The River? Can we do that one?
He's already picked the song.
Okay, let it ride.
That's okay, buddy. So anyhow, we got Amanda on. She does something. If you change one person's life, and the key to life is to be happier for longer periods of time more often, to be at peace. And the best way to stay at peace is to identify with other people, not compare, and try to help. Because selfishness is the root of all our problems. So think of others, and you'll have a much happier life. How can I be of help to you?
Right.
Instead of saying, condemning. Don't be judge, jury, and executioner. Say, God, help me be of help and be a vessel for you to serve you, God, to help others. This song is for Amanda.
Like your daddy John, me and Mary, we met in high school when she was just 17. We drive out of this valley down to where the fields were green. We go down to the river and into the river we dive. Thank you.
act like I don't remember. Mary acts like she don't care. But I remember us riding in my brother's car, her body tan and wet down at the reservoir. At night on the banks I'd lie awake and pull her close just to feel each breath she'd take. Those memories come back to haunt me. They haunt me like a curse. Is a dream a lie that don't come true? Or is it something worse that sends me down to the river? Oh, I know the river is dry. That sends me down to the river tonight. Ay, ay, ay. Down to the river, my baby and I.
That's it right there. That's Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
The river. Amanda, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Was that appropriate for you?
I think so.
Okay.
I like the song.
Excellent.
Yes. And then let's keep in mind, too, is do you have a credit card machine? Do you take credit cards?
I do PayPal. I have different apps that I've used for taking payment.
Okay, would you be interested in taking a look at something we do where we can save you money?
Yes.
You would? Can I set up an appointment to come see you sometime in the next week? Would you be okay with that? Just to see what we do? Because we do stuff with credit cards to save you a lot more money than you would pay.
I lost his name.
Let me give you a hint. Matthew. Try that one.
Is it?
That's him right there.
Yes, she talked to me earlier.
Yeah, so would you be interested in...
No.
Would you be interested in having us come out there to show you what we can offer?
I actually had talked to him about that a little bit. So we said we would reconvene on that in a few months because I have some stuff set up already. But,
no, that's fine.
It's the same program, right?
Correct.
Okay.
You can make a better decision if you have more information. That's all.
Yeah, we also talked about Brian's going to. You're going to talk to Brian, Amanda, about his coupon book.
Oh yes.
Okay. Anyhow, thank you, Amanda.
So much,
give me your name and phone number.
Amanda Grosvenich, 918-810-3109.
You change one person's life. You change the world, and that's what you do, Amanda. You change people's lives for the better.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you, Matthew, for being on. Jimi Hendrix.
Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.